the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Monday night show of the Draft Doctors. I'm John Crockett, and as always, joining me, Stevie Fizz.
I've been sick, Jono. I've been sick, and the baby's been sick, and...
It's not good.
Baby's... It's funny when the baby coughs, it's quite cute, but when it snots all over the shop, it's less cute.
It looks like The Exorcist or something.
It's just horrific.
Not good, not good in this cold weather. Certainly wouldn't help that as well, I would imagine.
No.
No. But what round have we done? Round 14 has been run and won. Six winners there. It was a pretty good round of football, actually, considering the matchups we had, especially that St Kilda and Geelong game.
Yeah, I thought there was some pretty interesting matches.
Even the Hawks Gold Coast, I thought
was tight.
Yeah,
it was good, tight. Good, you know, people were bagging it out after Friday night, like the matches. I'm like, I don't know. I didn't think it was that bad.
No, I thought it was a good round of football, yeah. Actually. Moving on to a bit of news coming out over the weekend. Tommy Mitchell has put his contract on hold, talks on hold for a couple of months. I suppose I actually thought he was on a long-term contract, so. Just goes to show you how much I know, but Carlton very interested, as you would imagine.
Well, they were interested before.
Yeah.
And he spurned them to
win flags.
But it looks a bit rosier down at Carlton. Things are looking a bit rosier. And, he still sort of gets, let's be honest, dicked around at the Swans.
Yeah, that's right. Like, he hasn't really played a full season. Since getting there.
But he just keeps getting chopped. His role gets chopped and changed. Yep. You know, that's to me, if you're... And look, there's a lot of good players. There's still competition at the Swans.
Yeah. Could you imagine him and Cripps in that Carlton midfield?
Oh, extraction machines.
Yummo.
Yeah.
In other news, it looks like Dangerfield has been cleared. What a load of crap that was from the media beating it up. But I want to give a shout out to Doc Supercoach. They... had a breaking news from the MRP that Dangerfield can go down and collect his Brownlow after being cleared with head-high contact from Jarryn Geary.
Very funny.
So I thought that was really good. So if you do like your Supercoach, do follow Doc Supercoach because they are quite good as well. In sad news, Benny Cousins arrested and hospitalised after thinking he was a traffic cop and directing traffic on the freeway. So... Don't do drugs, people, because this is what happens.
Yeah, drugs are bad, okay.
And this is mainly for Victorian fans. I don't know if you'd probably be seeing this around. None are wanting having a season from hell at the moment. They just get pantsed each week. Playing arch rivals Ferntree Gully, they lost. Ferntree Gully kicked 50 goals, 314 to nothing.
That's what you call a percentage booster.
Yep, and that was the top team, so they've just been getting flogged each week, and hopefully they can get a win sooner or later than later.
Well, they'll get some draft picks, won't they?
Did you get draft picks in there?
No, well, that was the joke.
AFL needs to step in and just give them some Liam Joneses. No, that'd be worse. But if you'd like to follow us on social media, you can head over to Twitter where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/The Draft Doctors. Leave us a question, or head over to iTunes and even leave us a review. We love to hear from our fans and happy to read them out on air.
Yeah. Thanks to all the people who leave reviews and questions.
And you've got your blog, Steve?
The Dozen Deals blog. Each week we talk about some transactions. Last week we talked about some of the guys who have been injured most of the year or all of it, and they're coming back, and who to target in trades and waiver pickups and what we feel their value is. That's adozendeals.blogspot.com.au.
And moving on now to our studs and duds of the week, starting off on our Thursday night game where we're going to have a few more coming up in the next couple of weeks, which I don't mind the Thursday night footy. We have the Crows taking on the Roos. Rory Sloan destroyed it, as well as Matt Crouch, I thought. As well as Douglas, the Texan was pretty solid. Atkins, the old man Thompson, braved the cold and played pretty well, as well as Tommy Lynch.
Yeah, yeah. looks like muscles on muscles, but I'm sure some of those were goosebumps on Grandpa. But
some pretty big goosebumps.
Yeah. Also, Brad McKenzie, Jono.
Yes.
I like Brad McKenzie. Love the kick to handball ratio.
What was it?
Like 22-2.
Wow.
But he's going on 2.8-1 for the year. So, you know, he's got a lethal kick.
Yep.
So he might, you know, he's a good player. I mean, he might be a really sneaky defensive option in next year's drafts. Well, next year's drafts.
Yeah. And I thought Zeeble was really the only standout for me for the, and Goldie, I suppose. It was a pretty poor effort in the end.
Yeah, it was.
It's an interesting game, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, Adelaide just put them away and really, you know, they've got a great draw. We've spoken about how good their fantasy finals run is, they're set up in real football.
Yeah, absolutely. Robbie Tarrant, I thought, crashed back to earth. He was put together a few good weeks, and Brody Smith gone missing.
Well, yeah, classic Brody Smith does it, and classic key defender, I guess, when the marks aren't there, then, you know, it's a pretty potent forward line, the old Crows forward line.
Certainly is. Do you have anyone else from that game?
No, those are the only two.
And from the Friday night game, we had the Pies absolutely destroy Freo. I thought Freo would get up in this one, but obviously they don't like to leave the warm comforts of Western Australia and came over to the freezing cold Melbourne. Trelaw was awesome. Maynard, Grundy, Crisp, Marsh, Josh Smith, and how good's the Ghost? He's actually reformed into human, as a human now.
Mate, the Ghost is going to be knocking on the door of the All-Australian 40-man squad.
It must be all that.
But I thought Grundy was the best on ground. He destroyed.
Yeah. I was talking on the radio about the Fremantle ruck situation today, and they got an absolute strampling, really.
Well, what can you say? I mean, they've got guys who have been on lists for a long... Like, Zach Clark's been around a long time.
Yeah.
Hannah
just looks shocking.
But they're just not... You know, Zach Clark's got to go, surely.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, they really need to find someone. Maybe. There was a guy running around for Collingwood seconds that they might want to target.
Jared Witts.
Can't get a game.
Will Minson for a year or two, maybe.
Well, they got Sandy, and they're going to last the same amount of time.
Well, Sandy's
surely
4 years older than Minson. Minson's only 30.
But they reckon Sandy will play for 2 more years.
Okay.
So...
Yeah, well, that shoots that theory. Maybe he goes to Port Adelaide then, Minson.
Who knows?
But Chris Moon, 15 and I think 12.
Well, you're not doing the Dockers goods players.
Oh, Dockers. There were many. Barlow, Neil, Sam Collins, I thought were the best.
I'll still give Walters a little bit of a nod. I thought he was okay. And my man Crozier. Still playing well. I like him. I like his work.
That's why I didn't have Walters. And I'll tell you what, on the dud list for some
reason.
And
I'll tell you what, if you're playing in a league where players get positional switches, I guarantee, if he hasn't already, Crozier will be getting defensive status.
Oh, you'd have to. Yeah, wouldn't he? Chris Main, Tabana, and Varco. No good. We thought Varco would step up on the weekend, but it seemed that young Collingwood defence stood up instead.
Well, Brandon Maynard's done it for about a month now, really putting out some good scores. Jono Marsh comes in. Probably, you know, he's not going to score like that every week, but...
No.
Yeah, look, defensive units are scoring well against Fremantle every week.
That's right.
You know, we used Brisbane players the week before. Just something to look at when you need to pick up a defender for a week.
And Pendle's well down on his season average.
Do you think that 2 weeks ago when he got that ankle knock right at the end of the game, maybe there's something lingering there? Because he wasn't moving around much and they were planting him forward.
Yeah, I don't know. They've already had the bye as well, haven't they? So you think he would have got a little... I don't know.
He had a week's rest, but...
An off night. I'll put it down to... that's his one and only warning.
Just that ankle. It happened right at the end of the game. That's all I'm worried about. And, you know, Pendles plays through injury.
We do know that early with those ribs. So not good. But moving on to the... What is it? The Saturday Arvo game between the Tigers and the Lions. Dusty Martin. Old Robbo went down, he just tore that game apart. And
he was doing it even when Robbo was on the field, let's be honest.
But he went up a gear, come on.
Yeah.
J-Roo probably should have booted 10 goals, you would have thought. Gave off a few miles, just a contested beast. Alice was good, Lids, Grigg, Cochin.
Mountain Dew.
Don't make me say it. Nick Boston. And yeah, Mountain Dew. For you salary cap players out there, scored a nice 130 in Supercoach. And for the Lions, Steph Martin seems to be, I suppose he hasn't had much competition, but playing himself into some form.
Scores are scores.
We'll take it. How Rocky turned up, I've got no idea. He was putrid. Daniel Rich. Matheson played a good game, I thought. Mays and Bastanac.
Yeah, Matheson is Bastanac's been probably good for about a month now. Matheson's the guy I'd like to touch on. Really, for the Dream Team formats, he's got to have a clear run at that midfield now. We know he can tackle.
Yeah, that's right.
So, he's someone... Park on the bench if you really were struggling and the pool was empty. I could see him scoring 85 from here on out in the Dream Team.
Take that as a...
Don't know about Supercoach, because I don't know about how much pill he'll collect and what he'll do with it, but...
But, yeah, no, could be there as a late flyer. Those lottery tickets that we speak about.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Reece Conker came back to earth a little bit after that hype.
Just a little bit.
And, Pierce Hanley, something happened. He got out of the wrong side of bed or something, but that was a shock.
That made me laugh, though, Jono. It really made me laugh. Because in our league, I know people don't really care about our teams, but I traded Pierce Hanley. And the guy I traded him to played me this week.
Yes, and he was my brother, who's a Richmond fan, and he was at the game. Just even though the Tigers won, he was furious.
I was just waiting for him to jump the fence and just tackle Pierce Hanley.
Pierce Hanley would have just looked at the umpire going, what? What? Yeah. Oh, putrid game. To the Saturday night, Saturday Abdo game between GWS and Carlton. It was actually a pretty good first quarter, and then, first half, really, and then GWS got on top. The Stevie J show just wanted the ball by the look of it, kicking them from everywhere. Dylan Shield, Coniglio Ward. This guy's getting a mention just about every week now. Zach Williams, really liking the way.
Oh, Christ. I remember when I waved for Jackson Trengove instead of him.
Oops.
Jesus.
You could be in the top four if that was the case. Kelly is good. Mummy and No Spine Griffin.
Yeah, there was a lot of good players for GWS.
And the thought for the Blues, Gibbs, Wright, Doherty, Kerno. And I watched this guy because I bought him into my salary cap team. It was Old Man Simpson. He's going all right.
He's having a ripping year.
Certainly is. And for the dud side of it, Heath Shaw tagged out of the game.
Why is it taking this long, Jono? Why is it taking this freaking long? Because someone to roll out the old forward tag.
Because we knew about this when he was in these Collingwood days. As soon as you locked down a Heath Shaw, bye-bye, fantasy
score. I just remember any time Essendon played Collingwood, old Monfries.
Just the lockdown.
That was it.
Man, that was... I haven't seen a shutout like that for years. Or since the Carlton St Kilda game. Hey. So
yeah, but I could... You know, it'll be interesting to see if teams do it more.
Yeah, it'll be... they got the bye this week, so... The week after will be interesting to see what happens against old Shaw. But yeah, you stop, and it really stopped their drive a little bit, and that's where Williams really stood up, I thought.
Yeah.
And Paddy Cripps, I thought this game was made for him, but just didn't quite deliver.
Yeah, Cripps, Whitfield, Wilson. Cripps is interesting. His last few weeks, we'll talk about him later, but...
don't think he's carrying anything. We know he's copped a little bit.
I'd be surprised. I mean, look at the opposition mid. I mean, teams just aren't. People aren't scoring against that midfield.
That's true.
So
that's true.
I'm not going to blow anyone up for that. Oh, except for old man Kerno, who just apparently rocks 110s against every freaking
17.
Well, both formats.
Yeah. And to the Saturday night game where the Saints won in an absolute thriller. I've just got all the Saints as studs because they were awesome. As a team game, they were awesome, I thought. And for the Cats, Selwood, Duncan, Ruggles, going pretty well. Danger, Henderson took 10 marks. And good old Boris Enright.
I'll throw out McCarthy as well, Lincoln McCarthy. That scintillating third quarter.
I must have switched over on the third quarter.
He kicked like three goals in the quarter. He was on
Minchington
fire.
Or McCarthy?
No, McCarthy. Well, I've got Minchington in my goods as well, but yeah, for Geelong, yeah. He just blew it up in that third quarter. So,
And our staple dud, Donuts.
Jesus Christ, Donuts. You're in the goods. Well, he's in the studs or duds one way or another, isn't he?
One way or another, he's in it. And we know Geelong's got a pretty good finals run home, so...
Yeah.
Hopefully we get to see him in the stud category pretty soon.
Yeah.
And Guthrie, just a bit of an off game, I thought, Vimmy. He's having a pretty good year, but just slightly off for him.
Yeah, I said Bartel was quiet.
Yeah.
So, that's how it goes. Isn't it weird, though? Tomahawk kicked three goals and scored like 40. Goals aren't rewarded, people, apparently.
No.
Have no effect on the game whatsoever.
Well, something that the fantasy...
Someone actually put to us a really good suggestion. They had a... I think it was Peter from the league, and he said he'd draw up a chart where your first goal would be worth 6, your second goal would be worth 7, and it was sort of cascading up like that.
So the more goals
you kicked, the more they were worth. And I thought that was pretty interesting, isn't it?
That is interesting.
I didn't mind it, because I think 6 points is just complete garbage.
Josh Kennedy against...
Brisbane in the first. But how often does that happen?
No, that's right.
But I mean, he won them the game, so shouldn't you be basically right. rewarded like that?
Or do you think they get scaled more in a tighter game where...
But why should there be scaling? I'm saying volume. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's just crap.
Man, Dunstall and Lockett and...
Yeah, I know, but we're not in that...
Imagine their fantasy scores.
We're not in the era where, you know, five guys bag 12 each weekend.
Be good to go back to those old days. And the last game of the round, we had the Hawks and the Gold Coast Suns, which was a pretty good game, I thought. Sammy Mitchell lit it up down in Tassie. Birchall...
Got $20, you mentioned Hodge.
Yes. Lewis... Gibson, Gunston, Sicily, Hodge, Gary Ablett, and Tom Lynch.
Does your back ever get sore, Jono? From how hard you pat yourself on it?
Not anymore, it doesn't. That's why I go to the chiro, do some walking and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, did you say Sicily?
I did say Sicily.
All right, well, good.
And his cousin, Riscatelli, no good. And his other cousin, Prestia, no good. And his other Italian cousin, Rosa, no good. And his Greek cousin, Poppy, no good.
Yeah, Poppy, Jesus.
Yeah, you think with Cyril out, he'd just get on the end of him, but...
Disappointing.
Very disappointing.
And McAvoy as usual.
Yeah, I've just
wiped him.
Just wiped him.
Well, is that your expectation now? 45.
Yep. He had one good year or two good years at the Saints and then went over and... I suppose Hawthorn's all about playing the role.
And screw the role.
Give us fantasy points.
Give us fantasy points, Jesus.
I reckon. That wraps up our... Studs and duds for this week.
Segler's gone past him as a fantasy ruckman.
I've got Segler written down as a waiver pickup, but then I realised they got the bye. But
yeah, probably not this week.
Yeah. I'll mention it for after the bye. But speaking of waiver wire pickups, if you're looking for a ruck, get him next week. Segler, he's going pretty well at the moment, but anyone West Coast.
Oh, and they're playing Port too, so that really works out.
Basically West Coast forward line if you can get your hands on them. We know they love to beat up on those weaker teams, and it's going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah, I've written down Eagles. Hutchings, Darling, Cripps, Hill, all these sort of guys.
I've got them all.
I don't care. You can give me the boot stutter and I'd put him in my team. Is he an option?
I think the Harold Sun...
Is he listed as a mid-forward?
Mid-defender?
Yeah.
Zach Tui in 68% of teams, averaging 75 throughout the year. So,
not a bad matchup against Collingwood either.
Exactly. All right, I've got... Versus the Pies, defences generally do pretty well against the Pies. So
yeah.
Could be one to look at.
Yeah, I'll stick in the same game. I'll start with Braden Maynard, who's just been... on fire for a month. Yep. They love getting the ball to him. He's pretty tough, but he's a good kick, and that's why they, you know, any defender who's a good kick, your teammates generally look for you.
Yeah, that's right.
He's still only in 69% of teams. I couldn't believe that.
Interesting. I've got his teammate in Tom Phillips. I've seen him play a couple of games. I like the cut of his jib. You think with against Carlton, it's going to be pretty open sort of game, so he's going to get the pill, but only in 20% of teams, he's a mid-forward, so could be good in this last bye round.
I got Rory Atkins, midfielder for Adelaide, still only in 60% of teams.
Playing well against North on the weekend.
Yeah, played well. He's played well
throughout the season.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, they're up against Melbourne this week. Obviously, Adelaide are playing pretty well, and they have got a cruisy finals draw, so he might even hang around in your team on the bench.
Yeah, great bench coverage if you can grab him.
Yeah.
One for me is a forward, is if he plays this week. He's Sean Hampson, ruck forward, in 50%. They're playing Port Adelaide. Grab him, stash him on the bench. It's not going to cost you too much. Maybe a waiver priority, but yeah, it could be work out well.
He should get 45 hit-outs against Port.
Yeah. So, but if Hampson doesn't come up, would you take Merrick?
Jeez. I couldn't do it because yeah. I think actually Trango would probably win that ruck battle.
Easily. He'd run him around the ground like he did that first couple of weeks.
Can you jump an inch off the ground? Yes, then you win.
But yeah, stay away from Merrick.
Also, I am looking to, if I'm in a real pinch or whatever, I wouldn't hesitate to use your Tim Membry, your Josh Bruce against Gold Coast. I feel like that's a pretty good matchup. The Saints coming off a big win, it's hard to know what they'll do.
The mindset.
Well, there's a classic letdown situation,
oh,
isn't it?
Certainly is, yeah. And it seems Membry's been the go-to guy in that Saints forward line. Like, I love the way they've all been going about it, but Membry seems to be the one getting those fantasy points.
Yeah, Membry's been certainly more consistent in kicking a bag. I don't know if that's because Bruce is attracting the number one defender and Membry's getting the second. If that's the case, Membry's the man.
Third if they're going to McCartan.
Well, that's possible too.
Yeah.
It's possible too. So, yeah, I certainly wouldn't hesitate if I needed a forward option there.
Next forward for me, again, it's going to feature in this Port Adelaide game. That's big Benny Griffiths. Missed out in the fantasy points against the Lions due to illness, but from all reports, he is going to play. As we know, that Port defence leaks goals, and I'm sure J.Ru can't get it all for himself again.
Yeah, and that's the problem with the Thursday. If your league locks out on a Thursday, that's the real problem for fantasy players. But I don't really have too many more waiver options there, Jono. So if you've got any more, rip them out.
One more, Western Bulldogs midfielder Kobe Stevens. If he's floating around in your league, coming back from injury, could be some good bench coverage. They've got a pretty decent finals run, the Doggies. I know there's Freo and Geelong in there, and I think Brisbane and Essendon, so happy days.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I got one more, and that's because he's coming back, and I kind of like him. Dom Sheed. Certainly wouldn't hesitate to roll out Sheed. With West Coast, they've got a pretty easy a reasonable looking 6 weeks, I would imagine.
Yep.
He'll be back at some point.
And I'm going to keep one up my sleeve, but I will mention it on the Thursday show. I'll mention it now. Devin Smith played in the kneeful on the weekend, so looking to come back after the bye.
Was that your stash? Jono. Do you have any trade targets, Jono?
Not really this week. I've more... from last week, if I was going to look to get someone, it would be someone who's got a pretty juicy finals run. But again, with the buys, people are holding on to their players. Makes it harder to trade. Whereas next week, we're back to full teams. And people might be looking to get a bit frisky and down with it to make a move to the finals.
Yeah, I got a few targets for you this week. I think this week's probably a bit easier than last week. But just a few names I'll run past you, Johnny. You can cast your thoughts over them. Alex Rance didn't have a great game on the weekend in terms of fantasy scoring.
No. Do you think that's been offset with the Hooley injury?
How do you mean?
Just that Hooley's not there helping him out in that defence. I know they're two different roles, but...
Oh, he'd been scoring pretty solid, but...
Not the lofty heights that we saw him last year and the year before.
No, they're not. No, he's a few points down. Not greatly, no. But... to me, I mean, obviously he's more Supercoach relevant than Dream Team. Basically, yeah. Don't need him in Dream Team, but he might be someone you could get because the last month it has been under that 100 that you sort of associate with Alex Rance. He just feels gettable.
Yeah. What's the average? 90 odd. So
yeah.
Hard to pry those high scoring defenders out of, especially when it's such a barren year. But hey, if you're looking to increase, if you've got something to offer, like say you got extra mids.
Yeah,
and someone's looking for that, offer it up.
That's what I mean. Justin Westhoff. Definitely. You're a Justin Westhoff owner.
Yeah.
We know he's very role dependent. So he's someone who's a good player, but
that Freo game still giving me nightmares.
So, you know, look at Justin Westhoff. They're coming off the bye. They're playing Richmond this week. We know Lobie's still some weeks away. You know, to me, it feels like he's a good guy to target because he shouldn't cost you the world.
No, and the thing with Westhoff, they haven't settled him in a position. In that Freo game before their bye, he played defence, he played wing, he played forward, and a little bit ruck. I mean, get him on that wing where he's great, and I suppose that's when Jay Schultz, when he comes back in, if he gets back in, it's going to help Westhoff, I think.
Yeah, that's right. So he should be free to do these, you know, Justin Westhoff roaming thing that works really well for fantasy scores.
What would you look to give up?
I reckon someone like a Nathan Jones.
It's a good deal. So someone came to me with Nathan Jones for Westhoff. Because I love Nathan Jones' run home for the finals.
Yeah, well, see, that's a good-looking deal to me.
Because
You're talking about a 90...
95-ish, I think.
Well, 95 Supercoach, 90 Dream Team, thereabouts.
And 85 forward.
What do you mean?
Westhoff.
85? Oh, I'd say 90 Dream Team. Yeah. 95 Supercoach, possible. And, you know, Jones is probably 5-10 points higher. Perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Another guy I got, JJK.
From
the Eagles, Josh Kennedy, the superstar spearhead.
Ooh, that's going to cost you a pretty penny.
He hasn't been big for the last few weeks, though. So the owner might not be seeing the big scores coming in.
Yep.
I think West Coast have got a really good 6 weeks of scoring coming up, starting with Essendon.
Hey.
He's someone you might be able to get if you can pack it. Like, it's the time of year to start reducing your team and adding the quality.
Yeah, that's right.
It really is.
Yeah.
So you might be packaging up your Stevie J and low-end mid.
Yeah.
Trying to get JJK. I'm not saying it's going to work, but I'm trying to do it.
Especially if that person who owns JJK needs to go on
needs
a run.
Needs a win.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, so to me, that's a good-looking deal. And the last one, more Supercoach than Dream Team, Patrick Cripps.
Is very gettable at the moment.
Has to be gettable, has it? You know, he hasn't really smashed out. Like, the first 6 weeks, he put out a few tons.
Yeah.
But the last month really hasn't been great.
No, especially where we saw it last year. 120s, 130s, 170s.
Yeah.
Just haven't seen it this year.
So, to me, he feels like a guy who has a lot of upside.
Yep.
Who won't cost you the earth.
Nope.
You know, just if you need a mid, these are all needs based.
Yeah,
you and your defenders, two forwards and a mid. If you need them, work it out.
And this is also the time of year look to stash those players coming back from the injuries. Your Devin Smiths, your Luke Hodges, because if they go on a tear, there's your lottery icket to upgrade for a better player.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or use them.
They've got the brand value.
That's it, and use them as a package deal to get something better for yourself.
Yeah. So all the guys we mentioned really in the dozen deals column, like your Sheeds,
Devin Smith, Luke Hodge.
Yeah, absolutely. They're
Langdon to an extent, if he's not 2 weeks away again.
He'll be 2 weeks for the next 3 years. he'll be back soon.
But there's another possibility as well.
So just
go deep in your list of players returning and...
Yeah, scroll down.
Scroll down. It's a long scroll, but you'll see some possible gems there.
Yeah, I mean, we know Jaeger's coming back.
Yep.
I'm not sure what he's going to do, but he's allegedly coming back. So, anyway.
That just about wraps up the show for this week. Any questions you might have, Steve?
We had a question from Fantasy Oz, who asked, guys, I've got a lot of mids, need a defender. Would you trade either Duncan Jones, Nathan Jones, or Scotty Thompson for Corey Enright, Dream Team scoring.
Nate Jones for Boris, yeah.
What do them all?
Was it Scotty Thompson and who was the other one, sorry?
Mitch Duncan. Oh, was it Duncan Jones and...
Thompson. I'd do all three.
Yeah, not a 3-for-1 deal.
No.
Individually.
Enright for one of those three.
Yeah.
No, that's pretty good because Enright's been pretty good.
He's consistent as it comes. If you need a defender and you got the extra mids...
Absolutely.
I'd probably try to keep Jones out of the bunch.
Yeah. But yeah, old man, good deal.
Yeah.
Get it done. That wraps up the show for this week.
No, it doesn't, Jono.
Oh.
Because you're forgetting something.
Oh, favourite part of the show. Steve's favourite part. It's that time of the week where we just want to get someone into the ring and the crap kicked out of them. It's our Strample. Steve, who have you got, mate?
Got Mitch Robinson in the line.
Robinson?
I know he's just been concussed.
So throw Farron Ray in there as well.
So he probably has been. He probably feels like he's been strampled. So maybe that's good enough. But I was playing the Daily Fantasies, Jono, and things were looking rosy. And Mitch Robinson basically cost me the bucks.
Wow.
Cost me some quiche. And probably wasn't his fault.
But didn't we predict Mitch Robinson getting knocked out?
If we went back to last week's show, we did actually bring up the fact that Mitch Robinson could knock himself out.
And that happened.
So... laughing about his concussion. Good form on us.
Yeah. I'm going to throw bad drivers in wet weather.
Oh, there's a lot of them.
Coming home from work on Friday, Arvo, almost in 3 accidents because people just...
Wait, have you had your tyres changed yet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is none of my fault. There seems to be bad habits in the wet where you leave a reasonable gap in the wet for braking. Yes.
You should.
I do, but people take that as a no. I'll cut in, hit the brakes.
Oh, bad form.
And then they put the indicator after they've hit the lane.
Yeah.
Oh, I love my dash cam. There will be a TV show, The Draft Doctor's Worst Drivers, coming out with all the footage I've got.
God, I hate that. You know what really gives me the shits? Is when people think they're Michael Schumacher, right?
Yeah.
And say they're turning, like it's a right-hand turning lane, and they get into the turning lane, and then they come back out. Because they need, like,
to
take the corner or something.
Oh, see, especially the roundabout. Especially the roundabout. It's, you have a lane, do not get in line.
Oh, God.
Classic. Went for a walk yesterday morning. I was up early going for a walk. Crossing the street. We got a bit of time. Crossing the street. Yeah. There's a P-plater talking on the phone. I actually stopped mid crossing the road. I just looked at her and just did the old shrug of, what are you doing? She's like... And then continue to drive off.
Mm.
How the hell do you get your license? Surely be a question on the test. What do you not do while driving a car?
Yeah.
But I did see a good photo on the internet. I will never drive and eat spaghetti again. And
that's solid advice.
Because the photo is with crash car and spaghetti throughout the car. But, yeah.
I do love driving and eating, but I've never eaten spaghetti whilst I was driving.
Bowl?
I don't know.
A burger's easy, yeah, fine, but a bowl of spaghetti? Nah.
Yeah. Bowl of spaghetti? Jesus. What the hell are people thinking?
Oh, man, you see some crazy stuff on the road. I've seen one woman reading a book, another one doing her nails. Not just women, men do it too. I saw a guy eating cereal.
What colour pants do you wear? Because you're going to spill some.
Yeah. Unless they've got like a towel on. But all right, that wraps up the show for this week. If you'd like to follow us on social media, head over to Twitter where we are at The Draft Doctors. Tell us your bad driving.
Oh, please, tell us your bad driving stories. Love a good story.
Or if you need a bit more to write it, go over to Facebook where we are, facebook.com/TheDraftDoctors. Yeah, leave us your bad driving story and we're happy to read it out for you.
Oh, you know what's starting soon, Joe?
What's that?
The Bachelor.
Ooh.
Can't wait. Love The Bachelor.
If you want to get in our Bachelor Draft League.
there is possibly a Bachelor Draft League starting up. If you want to get the misses into fantasy football or your bloke, if you're a lady listening to the show.
Yep.
The Bachelor.
Yeah, guys, you're just cheering on for a guy or girl. I'm not sure.
You pick the girls.
Bachelor is the girl, yeah. So, yeah.
You pick a team of girls And the crazier they are, the more points you get, basically.
Yeah, so basically you get points for how drunk they get, how many kisses they try to steal.
Yeah.
How many catty things
they get into a fight.
Yeah.
All that sort of good stuff.
So we should post the rules up just in case our listeners do want to play it with their partners or friends.
That's a very good point. Yeah. We should do that.
We should do that. All right, we will see you on Thursday.